You horrible bunch of poisonous snakes. Who told you lot to turn up to church this morning? Now, before you start writing to Bishop Robert asking for the removal of your chaplain, and I was actually sitting next to him last Sunday evening in Dresden, I did that to begin the sermon to give you some idea of the strong language contained within the preaching of John the Baptist. He called those who came to hear him a brood of vipers. Pretty strong language. And Luke, more than any of the other gospel writers, gives us quite a bit as to what John the Baptist actually preached. You heard it this morning. What he had to say and how he answered questions opposed to him by the crowd. I think I've explained before now, preaching from here, that before coming here, I applied for the position, was duly interviewed. One of my interviewers is even sitting in the congregation. And references were taken up. But I was never required to preach here in advance of being appointed. Whereas in some free church settings, they call somebody who might be a suitable future minister or pastor, and they have to come and preach with a view, as it's usually known in free church settings. I can understand the thinking behind the practice, because the people think we've got to listen to this person for several years to come, so we want to, before we appoint him, we want to hear what he's like as a preacher. But there is a great danger of preaching to please rather than to challenge. In Old Testament times, you have false prophets who said what the people wanted to hear. True prophets said the uncomfortable, very uncomfortable things sometimes. And back to John the Baptist, he very much comes in that mould of the uncomfortable prophet, saying things that not necessarily everybody wanted to hear, even calling them, as I said, a bunch of poisonous snakes. John, in his preaching, paints a picture of the coming harvest and of coming judgment, and calls for people to exhibit real change in their lives, repenting, as we've been thinking about the last two Sundays in the respective sermons. In particular, he says, first of all, the people are to bear fruits worthy of repentance, to show that they really have changed. I'm sure there were lots of people around that time who said to each other, let's go out into the wilderness and hear this interesting preacher. It almost became the thing for people to do, and even go and be baptized. But John says, show real repentance, real change in your lives. Jews, of course, always used to claim their heritage. We have Abraham as our ancestor. Good, true-bred Jew. But what identified them? This is the picture John paints. A fruit tree with no fruit cannot be identified. And so he says to his hearers, don't rely on your inheritance, being born into the right family. Rather, show by your life, your changed life, that you are what you are, and to live the way that God wants you to. That was the message and challenge of John. Then we get this interesting exchange of a question and answer with the crowd and individuals. The crowd asked, what should we do? And boy, we get a real socialist answer, don't we? If you've got two coats, give one of them to someone else who needs it. Likewise, share food with those who have none. Obviously, you have to ask the question, what should these words mean to us? Well, I think it is that real challenge of the issue of owning and forever gaining more stuff, as it's often referred to. when do we actually need it? You know, you see the magazines, and again, I know I've said this before, this season's must have something. And I think, why must you have it? Yes, ladies, how many pairs of shoes do you have? It is the challenge of John the Baptist's message to live more simply, to live with less, and also to share with those who have far less than we do. We have, of course, tax collectors and soldiers coming to hear John and asking the question. Hardly the most popular individuals in society of the time. What does John say to them? Adopt honest work practices. No extortion or double dealing. It's a challenge to us and our ethical attitudes and practices. Do our lives honour God? Difficult sometimes in this society if you live here, where there are issues of corruption still around. And there's one answer to the soldiers, which is a real difficult one for everybody. Be content with your pay. Yes, I believe the message of John the Baptist has just as much to say to us today as it did to his first hearers. We are called to live lives which are not always striving to gain more, and lives that illustrate what we say that we believe. And why should people do that? It is so that they might be ready for when the Messiah comes. John, of course, says quite clearly he isn't the Messiah, but that the Messiah is coming. We have these readings, of course, because we're in this period of Advent, in anticipation of celebrating the coming of the Messiah at Christmas. We have the story, a picture of the threshing floor, and again, the strong language that is used within that picture of the burning of the chaff. Yes, the purpose of the Advent season is to get ourselves ready to welcome and receive the coming Messiah. Please this morning take on board these powerful, challenging words of John the Baptist. In contrast, we had that short passage from Paul's letter to the Philippians, which are very much words of comfort and encouragement from Paul. Though we need to understand, it was written by him from prison. What does he say? Rejoice, in case he didn't register with you. And again I say, rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to everyone. Do not be anxious about anything. But, and here's important words to us, pray. But pray with thanksgiving. And if you do that, says Paul, all of that, you will know the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding. Yes, my notes here say the same thing as David was asking earlier. Are you ready for Christmas? Presents, cards, food, etc. But much more importantly, are your hearts, lives, ready to fully welcome and celebrate the birth of the Christ child, the mystery of the incarnation, as we call it, which we shall hear from Scripture this evening at the carol service? The teaching of John the Baptist still resonates today and calls for a response. Let us change our ways, live out what we say we believe in our lives. The teaching of Paul likewise, rejoice, don't be anxious, but do pray. And if you do that, says Paul, the peace of God will be yours. And thus we all will be ready to welcome the Prince of Peace. Yes, God with us, Emmanuel. In the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.